feeling like a shark in a shrimp tank. Big fish, small pond in the shrimp tank. When it's take a swim, only option is to win. In the murky water, not a thought of giving in. I've been feeling like a shark in a shrimp tank. Big fish, small pond in the shrimp tank. When it take a swim, only option is to win.
Well, happy Thursday. Welcome to the Shrimp Tank Podcast, broadcasting to you live from studio. I'm your host, Daniel Goodwin. Joining me in the studio today is Kristen Blanchard of Kickin, that's K-I-C-K-I-N, Kickin Events and Promotions, and also my co-host, my esteemed colleague, my friend, Dr. John Newbold from Sam Houston State University College of Business. Welcome, John.
Good morning.
Yeah. Yeah, we had a chance to get here a little early and visit with Kristen. Kristen, how's your day going so far?
It's going great. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for coming. Thank you, Ms. Catherine Bates, for our executive producer, for lining everything up on this show, making all of this possible. We broadcast live every Thursday. It's the internet radio show where we bring you Houston's best and brightest business owners to share their experiences and their journey as an entrepreneur. Now, you may be listening today, you may be a seasoned entrepreneur looking to go to that next level. You may be an aspiring young entrepreneur wondering, how do I get started? How do I make a go of it? So deep dive today in Kristen's personal journey as an entrepreneur here live in studio on the Shrimp Tank. So with that, should we jump on in? What do you think?
Sounds good.
Sounds yeah. Great.
Okay. Well, before we just kind of just do that, I want to talk a little bit about entrepreneurship. And with that in mind, Dr. John, tell us a little bit, someone who may not be familiar, the Sam Houston State University has a Woodlands campus, by the way. Many of you know that we did a recent commercial banking episode live in the classroom with Ray Sanders of Wood Forest Bank that teaches the commercial banking. But the main campus is in Huntsville. And what year did the entrepreneurship degree program come in to the university?
Well, it's been in place for several years, but just recently it's sort of been relaunched with a new director, with Jamie Collins. Dr. Collins is in charge of the center now.
And Shout out to Jamie Collins. Yeah.
So we're in the process of looking again, always trying to evolve our curriculum. So we, of course, have courses that are directly related to entrepreneurialism, but we're also looking at all of the other courses that go along with that, say a finance course or a marketing course, and we're actually tailoring some of our marketing courses now in our finance courses, for example, to do a better job of addressing specifically the entrepreneurial sort of education needs. So we're going to, in the near future, we'll have specific sections that are addressing entrepreneurial issues. So the entrepreneurial program keeps getting better. And so we keep trying to evolve the curriculum in that way.
I think that's so exciting. And, you know, I'm a graduate myself of Sam Houston State. And I know that I would have probably chosen that as a degree path for myself had that been available at that time. Now, Kristen, let me ask you, is your education formal business entrepreneurial sort of education, or did you learn, you know, are you self-taught? Did you learn the ropes yourself? How did you learn to be to own and run and operate an event planning company?
I would say it's definitely hands-on. That wasn't my degree, my focus. Then I've always been I would say I was a natural born promoter from the time I was really young. I started in retail.
Wait. Tell me about that, because when you say from the time you were young, well, natural born promoter, I'm thinking of my own little girl out doing plays in the streets. And where did the light come on that, hey, this is kind of who I am?
Well, this is actually pretty funny. It comes to mind. When I was very young, I was 5 years old, I remember walking into Walmart. I lived in a small town in Oklahoma, and my parents had friends visiting from New York. And I walked into Walmart and I looked at my parents' friends and I said, these are my people. Talking about Walmart, like everybody in this place, these are my people.
Sounds and like Moses.
Yeah, exactly. And they just laughed and laughed. And they, to this day, they said, oh my goodness. I mean, just naturally from the time I was young, I was always, how can I help someone? You know, how can I do this? Oh, this is great. If I believed in something, I would definitely talk about it. So I think that for me, you know, it's just been, you know, from the time my first job, I mean, I remember, you know, I no matter what I was doing, I was always trying to have high energy and trying to promote and believe in what I was doing.
That is so cool. So you can't see us because this is a podcast, so it's audio, but her eyes are lit up right now and she's talking about something that she has a passion for. And What a blessing in life for you to take and find a career path and a vocation for something that you have a personal passion for. And I can tell that just from looking at your eyes that you're excited about what you do. So maybe tell our listeners from a broad perspective. I don't really know who Kickin' Events and Promotions, but what do you do? And you know, what do they call it? Elevators. Do y'all teach elevator speeches?
The elevator speech,
yes. The elevator speech. And if you don't know what elevator speech is, that's 30 seconds to tell somebody what you do so that maybe they'll want more information and that you didn't confuse them with a whole diatribe about all your life experience and everything. Give us your elevator pitch.
So Kickin' Events and Promotions is a PR and event company in Montgomery County, and our tagline is Real Media, Real Solutions. So we are interested in taking your business to the next level, whether that's an event that you need help with, creating sponsorship opportunities, or you need to get the word out about your business in the PR realm of things.
Okay, so not only do you do events and help people plan their events and all that, but you put your own events on. You're a sponsor. I mean, you're big time. I saw this thing here that you did with the Throwdown Texas Burger and Music Fest benefiting Montgomery County Food Bank. Now, where did you do that?
At Town Green Park next to the Woodlands Pavilion.
Okay, so that's kind of a big deal. You got to go cut a deal with the Woodlands Operating Company, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so tell us about that a little bit.
So I dabbled in smaller events, vendor events. I have four children and I was, you know, a stay-at-home mom at some time. And so I was like, I can't just sit at home. So I did small events. And one day I started working in some larger events and I said, I want to do a large festival at Town Green Park benefiting the food bank. And we were sitting at Freddy's burger place. And my dad said, what about a burger throwdown? And I thought, oh, that's brilliant. Everybody loves burgers. And so I started creating the concept and I started calling on restaurants in the Woodlands and they, you know, we had Kirby's and Fielding's and Grub and Ruggles and all these restaurants. And they were like, yes, yes, we want to compete. And so we had 11 restaurants the first year and the winner was Black Garlic actually, which is a food truck over at Bernie's Backyard.
Oh, no way.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. And so we had local celebrity judges. We had Grego from News.
It's called Black Garlic. Shout out to Black Garlic for having the baddest burger in the land, right?
Yeah. So that was our first annual. We had over a couple thousand people, and our second one is coming up April 29th. And we've got Hubble and Hudson involved this year. They're supposed to be a big one out there that has a really great burger. So it'll be fun to see who wins this year.
You know, it's making me think of this time when I was a kid and I was in junior high and I threw this party and we had it down at the lake and I was all excited about it and told everybody. And then we invited a bunch of girls and got all excited about it. And two dudes showed up. Okay. So I bet, you know, and with that, I got some anxiety about throwing events and things like in the future. I bet when you have this big vision and passion, you know, I bet there's, you know, you don't know who's coming, right? When you kind of put it all out there, right?
Yes. I would say, you know, people kept laughing because I'd say, do you think anybody's going to show up? Even though we'd sold, you know, 1,000+ tickets before. Do you think anyone's going to show up? Do you think anyone's going to show up? And, you know, having K-Star Country and the radio stations out there and Michelle from Fox 26 and having all these people. And I'm like, oh my goodness, is anyone going to show up? But yes, that was like my biggest, like, I couldn't sleep the week leading up to it, you know, thinking, you know, and, it, you know, it was so neat just afterwards because people were like, wow, that was so organized. And so, and what was neat because I did the PR side of it. So we were in every publication, news and radio. And then I did the event side of it. So it was, thankfully this year I have an amazing committee of 12 people that are really helping, you know, carry that, you know, and, you know, helping with the kids zone and helping with different things. But, yeah, I definitely agree with you on that, that there is some fear and anxiety leading up to it.
And Kristen, did you raise some money for the Montgomery County Food Bank?
Yes, we did. Being a first year event, obviously, it wasn't a large amount, but it was, you know, close to $5,000. And this year our goal is $20,000, which we hope that as, you know, as it grows that, you know, we'll give more and more back to the food bank.
So a couple of my takeaways from what you talked about is, first of all, it took a lot of courage to do that. And now that you, so if you're a timid soul, maybe you don't want to do this business or maybe, you know, listen, entrepreneurship, one of the things that, Dr. Newbell, when they talk about small businesses that some make it and some fail, what are the percentages?
Well, it's like less than half of them are successful after 5 years.
A lot
of them fail early on.
Yeah. So if only half of them make it past 5 years. And, you know, sometimes people cash in all the chips, the 401k and all of that, and they go do something that maybe they're not cut out for or ill-conceived idea, you know, and they lose big time. And I know you have to take the risk, but not everybody's cut out to be an entrepreneur. And there's nothing wrong with, I have plenty of friends that have made it very well and their career paths in the corporate sort of structure. And that wasn't for me. I was cut out for it, but, you know. If you're listening to Kristen today, one of the things I think you'll pick up on is that she had the courage to go do it. You probably never even considered yourself being an employee in a traditional sense. Sometimes you just know those things. And then you talked about this committee. So tell us a little bit more about this. This sounds like you're delegating and you're you're getting structured. Could you talk about that just a little?
Regarding the festival, we have a committee this year, one person's handling volunteers, which is very helpful because we all know we need lots of volunteers for a successful event. One person's handling like the kids zone area for us, which is going to be great. It is family friendly and kids are free under 12. And then we have someone handling music, logistics, that aspect. And I'm primarily focusing on and then our whole committee is focusing on sponsorships, which we definitely need so that we're able to give back to the food bank. But yeah, so it's great having, and I primarily work with the restaurants and then, and kind of the layout and the oversee of the whole day and all of that as well.
I'm looking at your bio and I'm wondering if you're like one of three triplets or something because, a mother of four kids and you do this business and all of these different events and all the complexity that goes with all these different events. Plus you do volunteer work. You're involved in all of these events and galas, PR to the Woodlands Canopy Unmasked Halloween event. Woodlands Chamber, Crawfish, Jack's Dibs program, or pulmonary hypertension, CASA, Go Red Luncheon. How do you do it? Oh my gosh.
Well, I would say that's a challenge. Work-life balance is something that's a goal for me this year. I definitely know that, making time and scheduling out my day so that I'm able to focus in the evening on the kids is something that I'm working on. So, I basically have begun to pick and choose what luncheons and events that I go to, not because I don't want to be at all of them, but because I need to balance that. But yeah, it's great. I know people always say, how in the world do you do that with four kids? And, I try and schedule my day and stay organized so that 4 o'clock when they're all home, we can cook dinner, eat as a family, and then I'm not going to lie, when they all go to bed, I get my computer out and keep working.
Dr. John, has it been your observation that entrepreneurs are just typically a little more driven than, they work a lot?
Almost without fail, they are thinking about the business most of the time, most of the day. But partly because they just really love it. It's not they're thinking about the business because they're worried or something. They're thinking about the business because they're just very involved in what they're doing. They really love what they're doing.
It's their baby, and for many of us that are entrepreneurs, there is no plan B. There is no plan B. Sometimes plan B can be a distraction. And so the producer's telling me we need to run to a commercial break. You're listening to the Shrimp Tank Podcast, broadcasting to you live from studio. Don't go away. We've got more exciting information with Kristen Blanchard of Kickin' Events and Promotions. We'll be right back. Kickin, that's spelled K-I-C-K-I-N, Events and Promotions, specializes in PR and events in Montgomery County. Their tagline is Real Media, Real Solutions. Let them take your event or business to the next level by calling 713-478-4690 or visiting us on the web at kickinpromotions.com. That's K-I-C-K-I-N, promotions.com. And we are back live on the Shrimp Tank. We're broadcasting live from studio. Oh my gosh, it's February, 87 degrees yesterday.
Oh my goodness.
What's going on? What's going on? I can't believe it. So we're talking about entrepreneurship. We're talking about Kristen Blanchard's story. And Dr. John and I have a few questions that we wanted to ask you about, taking a little more of a deep dive into your journey as an entrepreneur. You want to take it away, Dr. John?
Well, I'd like to ask a question about the public relations side of the business and how that got developed. It sounds like, obviously, you've got a lot of already great experience and stuff that you're doing on the event side, but it seems like maybe your clients also require other activities. So I was wondering if you could talk about some of the public relations type of activities that you do for your clients.
So public relations, when people think of public relations, they think of press releases. That's the first thing that comes to mind. And I think the great thing about Montgomery County is that most of the media work really well together. So we're all, you know, we all have the same goal, which is to see businesses succeed. And the public relations side, that is something we're really focusing on building right now. We've been doing it, and we have clients that we write press releases for and do branding and come up with ideas and just trying to get their name out there, whether that's through hyperlocal media, print, online, you know, radio, TV. But the thing that I think makes us different is that we really sit down and we want to know the pain points. We're interacting with these people on a day-to-day basis. So we really want to find their pain points, and we really do want to find a solution. We're not interested in charging these high fees and then them not seeing a return on investment. So I think that just working and really, you know, just really, we really do care.
And can I just follow up? Like, can you give me an example of a pain point? Because I think there might be a lot of listeners who are in pain but might not realize it. Like, what kind of a thing, what kind of a problem are they dealing with that they might not realize that some public relations activity would help them?
Well, I think bottom line is revenue. I mean, they look at their numbers and they've got this great location even, you know, on the waterway or in Hughes Landing or, you know, in Creekside. And then they're like, but our numbers, I mean, look where we're located. And doesn't everyone, but they've got to understand there are so many. This Montgomery County is one of the largest growing counties in the nation. So there's competition out there. So what sets you apart, your business, your restaurant, your doctors, you know, your healthcare, your health and wellness, what sets you apart from the other people out there, and just getting creative and getting the word out there in a creative way. So I think pain point is really bottom line is sometimes they're like, how are we even going to keep our doors open? But nobody else would know that. But just really sitting down with somebody that's a professional in PR and being able to confidentially share those struggles and then us coming up with a game plan.
Differentiation. You know, we've all seen like one of these images and it's got like 100 little yellow ducks in it and a duck, you know, the little yellow chicky duckies. And then there's the one purple one, right? And, you know, where do your eyes go? Your eyes go immediately to the one purple one. You don't look at the 99 yellow little ducklings. And, you know, we all struggle to differentiate ourselves in our businesses. So I do want to ask you this, Kristen, because, you know, you got this successful thing going off the ground. You got a committee, you got a lot of events, you're doing PR, you're expanding, but take us from ground zero. You know, you didn't start where, you know, you built up to this level. So how did you start in this? I mean, how did you get your start?
Well, I've been doing contract work for 10 plus years, just for different media in the area. And then I really just started. I started doing small events. Like I said, I was a stay-at-home mom. And I would start, you know, I did small events, like vendor events for multi-level marketing companies and small events. And then I, looking back, people were like, you can sell anything. I mean, from the time I was very young, 16, my first job, that's a fun story. But they're like, you can sell. So I had a lot of people contacting me. I actually went into the recruiting industry. I worked for Insperity and Robert Half International for a few years and did that whole thing. And then I just kept thinking, wow, I love doing promoting. I love doing that. So I just started moving. And really, my growth of my business has been in the last year and a half. It's grown rapidly and it's been really great. And I think that was just that bold, you know, my family said, you know, here's $5,000. And that's what we're giving you. And, you know, I didn't look for any investors or anything. And so I just had to start plugging away and God's been really good and provided. But at the same time, it's been a lot of persevering and, you know, moving forward day by day. And it's right now I'm seeing the fruit of all the hard work. It's really, really growing.
That's fabulous. So Dr. Newbell, if you're one of your students was here, I think maybe their takeaway is that they heard Kristen say that hey, I toiled 10 years in this garden before I started having this sort of success mm-hmm. that I'm having now. And I was willing to go out and work for other people. I didn't start out the CEO of a company. I was someone else's worker bee, you know, for, you know, a period of time. Now, you did maybe let a little of the tube, toothpaste out of the tube on the 16th birthday party. Or what happened at 16?
Oh, my. Well, my first job was at Special Occasion Dresses. It's not in business anymore. They might have needed some PR, but I'm just kidding. But they, it was a really hot dress place for homecoming and weddings back, you know, in that time. And I worked part time. I went to a private school and I got out of school early and went and worked from 3 to 9. And I was the number one. I mean, most of the women working there, it was their full time job. So anyways, I was the number one salesperson week after week after week.
And you worked part-time and you you outsold all the full-time ladies?
Yes. And, I sold my $15,000 worth of dresses every week, like consecutive. And that's like the dresses were like $300 to $500 a piece. So it wasn't like, yeah. So it was great. I mean, I made a lot of money at 16 because it was commissioned. So I was like, oh, yeah.
Okay. So you liked making a little money.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. All right. Said, all right, I'm going to parlay this into, some other things. So what advice would you give a young aspiring entrepreneur who has not yet maybe found the confidence or, you know, to go out and get their start? What advice would you provide?
Well, I think it starts in the heart. And so it's the desire to be an entrepreneur. And I think my biggest advice would be to find mentors and people that you respect.
Great advice.
And watch what they're doing and learn and listen. Because, I mean, that's the best knowledge is hearing how other people have been successful and allowing someone to mentor you. So that's my advice.
Yep. Find a mentor. That's fabulous advice. And you know what? Tune in every week right here on Shrimp Tank. I mean, we bring you our really community's best and brightest entrepreneurs right here, and they tell their personal stories. And there's so much information out there if you want it, you know, and so much access to it. So,
I'd like to ask a question. Kind of follows up on the fact that your business is picking up. And my question is more along the lines of how do you allocate your time between working on the projects that you've got and then also going out and prospecting for more work? Because I would think a lot of people who are just starting out would have a hard time with that. You might get focused on your current projects and then you're not out drumming up new business, or you might be so busy working on drumming up business that you're not doing a good job of working on your projects. I was just wondering have you faced that challenge and how do you cope with it?
Well, right now I'm working on the Throwdown Burger Fest and then also this great event with Jane Seymour with Tea on the Lawn benefiting New Danville.
Why don't we plug a couple of your events right now? I mean, let's hear about it.
Well, the definitely save the date for the 9th annual Tea on the Lawn benefiting New Danville. New Danville is a community for special needs adults. And if you have never been there, it is definitely worth the drive out to Willis to meet with the founder, Kathy Sanders. And for more information on Tea on the Lawn and how you can come and have lunch and intermingle with other women in the community and also hear Jane Seymour speak, you can go to newdanville.org. And definitely don't want to miss that.
And what's the date on that again?
It is April the 28th, Friday, and it's at the Lone Star Convention Center. But it is going to be a wonderful day, and Jane Seymour is going to be fabulous.
And all this information is probably on your website too, right? Kickinpromotions.com?
Correct.
Okay. And I got to tell you, I'm a lot more interested in burgers than I am tea on the lawn. So.
Well, the burger throwdown is actually the next day.
Oh.
Yeah.
So there you go. So you can come have some, ladies can come have tea on the lawn and then go throw down at the burger throwdown. I mean, better than that?
So what is that? I mean, it's like you go kind of hang out, taste some different burgers, I guess, you know, knock back a few cold ones. You got some music, this and that, kind of a fun, something to do, right?
We have over 30 vendors. So, and people said the selection of vendors were just great. I mean, people selling all kinds of things. It gives local small businesses a way to sell their products. And,
what kind of vendors?
Anywhere from like people that do personalized Yeti or Arctic cups and then art, like, you know, any type of, I'm trying to think what else, homemade hot sauce, salsas, jellies, all kinds of fun stuff. I mean, we really like to do like the more artisan type of vendors. Mm-hmm. And so we have a lot of those, a really good variety. And then we have the large kids zone, which is a lot of fun. Kids can bounce and jump their little hearts out, do face painting, all kinds of stuff. And then, of course, the all the restaurants competing this year have to be on site. So they will be sampling the burgers as well as the competition, which is going to be very interactive. Gordy Bunch is one of our judges this year, along with a lot of our foodies in the community. And then we have some local celebrity judges as well.
So this is where you make your money in selling the sponsorship and the tickets, right?
Yeah, so sponsorships, our main goal is to cover the hard costs of the event, which is it's a lot. And then our goal with ticket sales and all of that is to hopefully sell a lot so that we can give back to the food bank. So after we cover our cost.
Okay. And then you got to make a living in here too, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm from the school of thought that profit's not a dirty word, okay?
Yes. So I obviously, yes, this isn't a
charity sort of thing. At the end of the day, you're an entrepreneur. You're
yes.
Right?
Oh, yes, yes. This event is definitely, supports my family as well. But, we'd like to support a nonprofit. And so our goal is the more that this event grows, the more we're going to give back to nonprofits in the area.
Well, that's how I feel about it. The more value you bring, the more people, the more giving back you can do, and the more you can benefit from it yourself personally. And I think that, one of the reasons that I feel like I have a close alignment with the university there is that, they believe in the same things I believe in. They believe in capitalism. They believe in free markets, and they believe in the spirit of entrepreneurship that built our country. And, unfortunately, Dr. Newbold, there's a whole different narrative that's taught in a lot of universities all across the country. And, you and I, shake our heads about it, but, it's a real thing, and it's a real narrative where, businesses are the boogeyman and, the bad guys and all of that. And I say no. And I won't go on my rampage about that right now, but I think entrepreneurs should be celebrated because these are the people that push all the chips in. They make the bets, and they deserve the benefits of it. They're the ones hiring people. You take some risk doing this, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Like when you do an event, you got all these fixed costs. You don't know if anybody's coming to the party, right?
Correct. Yes, there's definitely a hard cost. And so we, definitely have to. Yeah, there's a lot of promoting the event and social media and things like that and all working together. So definitely. And I think this what's great about the Throwdown is that it gives the restaurants in the area an opportunity too, which is supporting local businesses as well. They love it. It's so fun. The chefs are all asking me, did so-and-so tell you what kind of burger they're going to have? Are you sure you don't know? I promise I won't. And I'm like, no, it's okay. It's a Throwdown. We'll see what everybody brings out, but it's fun.
Yeah.
I was going to add, too, that I think event marketing is becoming more and more important as a part of everybody's marketing mix or everybody's marketing programs because people become engaged in it. It's something you can focus on and promote. I was wondering if you could comment on that. Do you see an uptick in activity and of the different types of events? It seems like a lot of events are tied in with charity as well. But could you talk a little bit about the different types of events that your company would handle?
Yeah, so we specialize in primarily working with events that do benefit a nonprofit because I find that getting a sponsorship is almost impossible if it doesn't benefit a nonprofit. Companies want to know that they are supporting an event that's benefiting, a nonprofit organization. So I specialize in, events, outdoor events, as well as galas and events like Tea on the Lawn. I don't focus on at all on like birthday parties, weddings, conceited as all those things. But yeah.
If I own a small business in the Woodlands, can you tell me why would I want to get involved in an event? Like, let's say something like the Burger Throwdown. I'm a small business, Explain to me why it's in my interest to want to be a part of that event.
Because it gives you an opportunity to get and meet people face to face. They get to see the face of your business, and that's so important. Just a handshake or a smile, meeting somebody, they would call you. For example, I had a chiropractic firm, and they said, we do all these events. We do galas, we do this, we do that. We got more leads and more return from the Burger Throwdown just because it was outdoor. They said, we never expected, but it was family friendly, family oriented. But I really think just people need to see your face and they need to be able to meet you. And it's a great opportunity for you to get, you know.
Amen. I couldn't agree more. And Dr. Newbell, your point, I think, is so good, because the day of sitting back and firing off ads from your office, and you know what? People tune out everything. They tune out, you know, television. You know, when I watch television, I probably already pre-recorded the event. So I fast forward through the commercials. I mean, people control what's coming into their dashboard, their personal space and dashboard, and you got to get out belly to belly and connect with people. And you know, it's I personally think it's the best way. Producer Bates is saying, hey, commercial, so we're going to be right back. Don't go away. You're listening to the Shrimp Tank podcast. According to a recent Forbes business article, 9 out of 10 business owners are overpaying their taxes. Ouch. Don't let that be you. Contact the team at Provident and explore how you can pay only what you are legally, morally, and ethically required to pay. After a simple 20-minute no-obligation assessment, we'll determine if we can substantially reduce your tax burden. And if so, we will develop a tax savings plan utilizing our exclusive tax blueprint. Visit us online at ProvidentWealthLLC.com or on the web at 281-466-4843, on the web at ProvidentWealthLLC.com. And we're back. We are live in studio with Kristen Blanchard, Kicking Events and Promotions, Dr. John Newbold. Don't forget, you're going to be able to download a complete replay of Kristen's show at Houston.ShrimpTankPodcast.com, and you're going to be able to download her show on iTunes. Now we're not exclusively, a lot of people on iTunes, right? It's us mm-hmm. and a lot of other people. You can find us on iTunes, Houston, woohoo, shout out to iTunes, Houston.ShrimpTankPodcast.com. So, Kristen, what book's on your nightstand right now? What are you reading? What do you, you know, what keeps you, I know you're a motivated, passionate person, but, you know, what sharpens the saw for you?
So the book that I'm reading is called Finding Your Miracle, and it's written by my pastor, Carrie Shook, at the Woodlands Church. And he did a series back about 6 months ago about finding your miracle, and it basically walks you through the Bible and all the different miracles. So it's very encouraging to me. It keeps me motivated, and I'm almost finished with it. And then I'm not sure exactly what I'm going to start next, but I will figure it out.
Okay. Now, I know your children, your husband, you said your husband's your best friend. You got 4 kids, and that's wonderful. Is your business part of your life blessing and your passion? And, you know, is that something that you had always hoped, and now you've realized that dream?
Oh, my business is my passion, definitely. It is. I mean, I get up every day, and I just love working with businesses in the Montgomery County area and working on events. So absolutely, it's my passion, and definitely a dream that's coming true for sure.
Dr. John, you ready? Well, let's do our little hot or not segment. We got a little fun to shake it up a little bit and pepper you with some questions and just get your kind of a, not a yes or no, but a hot or not. Well, you know, as to some concepts as it relates to business, I'll go first. How do you feel about hiring family members? Hot or not?
Not.
Okay. Is there a story in there? Did the hubby get fired or something, or what? We need.
I mean,
inquiring minds want to know.
I don't know. Maybe I answered too quickly because you said hot or not. I felt like I had to, you know, answer.
No, we don't want to keep you jumping here. So, as a general rule, no. But
I mean, as a general rule, no. I mean, if my kids want to help me, then you know, with some filing and stuff, they can do that. I'll pay them a little bit of money. No, I'm just kidding. But
what about taking on an equity partner? What if you have a friend who's really enthusiastic about your business, and they're saying, Kristen, I'll give you $20,000 for such and such stake, and let's grow this thing. How would you react to that?
Rule of thumb, from what I've seen, is you have to be very careful to work with a close friend. I'm not saying...
I'm getting a knot out of that.
Yeah, I would say not. I mean, I'm not mm-hmm. saying it's... You know, there's certain circumstances possibly, but I would say not.
Okay, you're in the promote business. You know, how do you... Advertising your business, hot or not, I'm going to guess...
Hot.
Yeah, and you can tell us later how you do yours specifically, because I'm interested in that. But how about negotiating your prices, hot or not?
You know, I don't. I guess I probably should say not, but I mean hot. I mean, I'm willing to negotiate pricing because I really do want to help somebody. So if they're very honest and their budget doesn't allow for what I quote them, I mean, I'm not saying I bend over and, you know, offer the world, but I definitely, and I might not be the right fit for them, but I think, you know, working within a budget for somebody can be beneficial because I'm more interested in a long-term relationship than just a quick dollar.
Yeah, well, maybe if there's some, you know, flexibility that benefits both parties, right? Doesn't right. mean have to, you have to drop your price necessarily. So you could say, hey, you know what, you know, I'm going to give you a break on this in exchange for, you know, you signing up for this event and that event, you know.
Right. I agree.
You know, it's one of the Beatitudes. It's blessed are the flexible, for they shall not get bent out of shape.
Amen.
So, yeah, I think so. I would tend to agree with you on that.
Well, and sort of taking that to an extreme, what about doing pro bono work, doing work for free just to get exposure?
Hot. I'm definitely, I've done that. And that's, you know, there's been, yeah, definitely.
Okay. So, leveraging, you know, taking on debt to grow, hot or not?
Can you repeat that?
Yeah. So do you have any debt now?
No, I don't.
Well, that's wonderful. You know, would you take on debt to grow, hot or not?
A small amount, yes.
Okay. Yeah. You know what they say about leverage? It's a double-edged sword. It can make you rich. It can make you broke. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been very cautious on, you know, I thought, you know what, if I don't have it to spend, I'm not going to spend it right now. I mean, that's just kind of my motto. Ramsey action, you know.
Good, good. And you know what? I'm sure that you guys talk about leverage at the classroom and you know what? I mean, yeah, maybe you could put it in context for them. Like, hey, you might go get a, you know, $80,000 of student loans and get a basket weaving degree, you know, and you know, you may not
at
be
so. At
some
point, you have to service that debt. And so you've got to have the cash flow to service that debt.
It's like, it's like buying a boat, you know, I said buying a boat, they're easy to do, they're easy to buy and hard to sell, you know, and taking on debt's easy to do, but paying it off oftentimes is not so easy. And by the way, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Shrimp Tank podcast, where we interview Houston's best and brightest entrepreneurs. We're here in the studio today with Kristen Blanchard and Dr. John Newbold. And don't forget, you can always download a complete replay of our show at houston.shrimptankpodcast.com. And all of our shows are on iTunes. And so moving right along, Dr. John, you I know you had a couple of other great questions, and I know that I want to ask Kristen a couple of more. I know the producers over there telling me to watch the time. So let's you and I get a couple of our best questions in while we've still got a couple of minutes here on our interview. You can go, or I'm going.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you. You alluded earlier to the fact that that particularly earlier in your career, you relied on mentors. I was wondering if you could talk about, you know, your best mentor and give any advice on the types of people that you would give somebody advice on who to seek out as a mentor.
Well, this person I've had, thankfully, God has always placed people in my life. But you know, one of my mentors, she was a life. I mean, I've always had a life coach, which is something I highly recommend. It's great because you can. But these people have been people that have just, you know, encouraged me and been there for me, and I've seen how they run their business. So. I mean, no one would know their names if I mentioned, mentioned them, just because they were personal people that, you know, were handpicked to mentor me. But yeah, I definitely have always had a woman in my life to mentor me. And then obviously, as far as business, you know, I just kind of watch businesses and other entrepreneurs and people. And so that's, I don't know if that answers your question. But
when you alluded to the life coach, is that literally somebody who they say, I'm a life coach? Or are you saying this is somebody who you talk about life with, who you respect?
Yes. So there's the, you know, title of a life coach, but just somebody that basically is there to hear your pain points and struggles, as well as celebrate your victories and, you know, guide you along the way. And I've had, God's blessed me with those kind of people in my life from a young age. So I've always had that in my life. So I think just having someone that you can talk to and be completely vulnerable and share everything with, like, and even with the life coach, I think people try and put their best foot forward. So, you know, like an actual life coach. So I think, you know, just someone that you can just lay it all out there and be vulnerable with.
That's nice. I think mm-hmm. that we would both definitely agree with having a mentor. And one of the things is that you're actually providing a blessing to the person that's mentoring you, because one day, you know, maybe you already have, but there's a transition where you go from the mentee to the mentor. And, my daughter is a mentor for a young girl right now, and she gets so much out of it. And
yep,
so it's a two-way street. So a couple of more questions on just your business. And I want to ask you this one is that, people sometimes in building a business, it's not all sunshine and rainbows. Sometimes, oftentimes, more times than not, there's setbacks, heartaches, blood, sweat, and tears. I've talked to plenty of entrepreneurs that said, hey, I didn't even, come close to missing payroll. I mean, can you think of any, what's been some of the real not so glamorous, parts of being a business owner? Somebody might want to think about before they just go take the jump.
I think definitely, financially, it can be tough at times, especially earlier in the early on stages, and just, knowing that you have to have your pipeline and all of that, but just really balance, like not growing too fast, because you never want to grow too fast and then not be able to do a good job. So I think just the struggle in that is, especially with a promoter and someone like my personality, every person I meet, I'm like, they're a prospect, not growing too fast. And right now I'm at the point where, I'm able to start building that side of it. But I think just, financially, just making sure you have a business plan. I think a business plan is important.
Did you see me write that down on my piece of paper?
No, yeah. I didn't.
I did. Right here, I wrote down, have a business plan. I was going to ask you, do you run off of a business plan? And yeah. I'm delighted to hear that you do.
Yes, I do. Yeah.
You teach business planning at the university, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
I think that's important. So it's neat to, and then just kind of sticking to it, not that you have to follow it exactly, but it's important, like a five, a plan so that you can, see it unfold.
I talked to a young entrepreneur this week that had a expensive piece of property under contract and was going to do all of these things with this property. And I asked to see the business plan and, he said he's going to be working on that soon. I said, I think you got to work on that before you go, talk about putting the cart before the horse. So another question, we've got a new regime, as we say, in Washington, D.C. And are you a Trump fan, by the way?
I am.
This is a political show. We're not afraid to talk about politics.
Can I say hot to that or not? Hot. Yeah. That's a hot or not question, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I'm so excited about that. We're certainly not afraid to talk about guns, religion, politics. it's our show, right?
That's right.
Talk about what we want to talk about. So, so many of us in the business space were excited when the new regime and Donald Trump and, already we're seeing regulations, a big stock bounce and anticipation in the markets that maybe there's a lot of cash on business balance sheets that'll soon be unleashed and that the shackles of regulation are going to come off the entrepreneurs and business owners. And, just curious if you could, send a comment up to your legislator, what would you tell them that the government could do, in your opinion, to help the small business owner?
I wasn't prepared for that question, I'll be honest. So I don't want to just make something up, but.
Well, now you have to make something up. What would you like to see, what do you think government could do to help small business?
Obviously, with our taxes, working, to help benefit small businesses even more. And I know that Congressman Brady is working hard with some things, within small businesses and things right now also. So I think that's pretty neat. I will have to say I got to meet Donald Trump when he was here in the Woodlands.
Oh, yeah.
So that was pretty cool.
It must have been huge.
Yeah, it was
huge. It was huge.
I shook his hand and I got a selfie, with his, I was like, this.
Come on.
Yeah. So, when he won, I was like, oh man, I should have posted that. And people were like, well, it's not too late to post. I'm like, yes, it is.
When we post your media from this show, will you throw in that you and Trump selfie? Because yeah. I'd like to, I'd like to see that.
I wanted to touch his hair. You know,
yeah,
that's all
that's
I wanted to do.
That's what my question was.
I was like, I really wanted to know. Like, is it?
They're selling one of his hairs on eBay right now. It's up to $12,000.
I don't doubt that. Oh,
no.
I don't doubt it.
I just made that up. So.
Oh well, I wouldn't doubt it.
Okay. So the long and short, when I ask that question to other entrepreneurs, I think that you're kind of getting to the same place that other people are, is like, hey, lower our taxes and get out of our way. And if you're listening, Kevin Brady, lower our taxes and get out of the way.
Kevin knows.
Yeah,
he does. Yeah.
So, you know, tighten up over there. So you guys got some work to do. You've got control of the... Soon to have control. Hold on, I'm preaching right now, Catherine. You're soon to have control of the Supreme Court. Got control of the presidency and then the House and Senate. So we have big expectations for you guys up there to help us small business owners. So it's been a great show, Kristen Blanchard. Thank you so much for being our guest, Dr. John Newbold.
I'd like to just add one thing. I'd like to really commend Kristen for being so involved in the community and everything.
She is.
To start up the Burger Throwdown to help the local food bank, and that was something that she did herself. And so I think that's very commendable to be that involved.
You should be very proud of yourself.
Thank you.
It's impressive. And to be a mom and all of the things that you do and the volunteer work. Like I said, it sounds to me like there's maybe two or three of you running around out there. But so, Kristen, tell our listeners, they want to learn more about Kickin' Events and Promotions. How would they get in touch with you?
You can visit my website at kickinpromotions.com. That's K-I-C-K-I-N promotions.com. Or you can call me to set up a free consultation at 713-478-4690.
It's been a fabulous interview. Don't forget you can download a complete replay of Kristen's show at houston.shrimptankpodcast.com. And also you will find her now on iTunes. And we will see you back next week. Big fish, small pond in the shrimp tank. When it takes a swim, only option is to win. In the murky water, not a thought of giving in. Welcome to the shrimp tank. Doing big things, chasing big dreams. Yeah, it's all real, this life's all that it seems. All the chicks scream, all the dudes yell. This is just what I do and I do it well. With the flow fresher than the new shoe smell. Going through hell, but homie keep going. You know the saying, you can reap what you sow in. So I don't chase girls, I just chase dreams. Play the same game, but we ain't in the same league. Running a campaign, roadie 2016. Like a phone to die, putting me in charge. I'm a general from the front, I'm a lead the charge. Like a federal, fell on my lap, never. Going hard as ever, the results match the effort. I've been feeling like a shark in a shrimp tank. Big fish, small pond in the shrimp tank. When it takes a swim, only option is to win. In the murky water, not a thought of giving in.